A new study says soot from fires, smokestacks, and diesel engines may account for one quarter of all global warming. The study also suggests that soot has hastened the melting of glaciers and ice throughout the Northern Hemisphere. This provocative finding suggests that climate change can be slowed with some relatively simple measures. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Know that expression, pure as the driven snow? Forget it.
A typical snowflake in the Northern Hemisphere has a few thousand aerosols incorporated in it.
Jim Hansen, who heads NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, says snowflakes collect those aerosols as they fall, so those pollutants end up in the snow on the ground. Those impurities include soot. Soot comes principally from diesel exhaust in the developed world and from the burning of wood, dung, and coal in small stoves in the developing world, as well as the burning of forests and agricultural waste. Hansen says soot makes the snow on the ground slightly darker.
So it absorbs more sunlight, and that causes a heating of the snow, which is, in the springtime especially, is important because it causes the snow melt to begin a little bit earlier.
Snow acts as a mirror that reflects the sun's energy back into space. So when snow melts earlier in the year, the global mirror shrinks away sooner, exposing darker Earth and ocean water. As a result, less energy is reflected back into space, and the Earth heats up. Hansen has just calculated the net effect of this, given the amount of soot measured in snow samples, and the answer is a shocker.
We estimate that about one quarter of the observed global warming in the past century is due to this effect.
That's a big chunk of climate change, according to Hansen's paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And that's not all. Hansen also notes that the effect could explain a lot of the observed melting of glaciers and floating ice in the Northern Hemisphere.
The calculations suggest that it is a significant contributor to the thinning and the reduction in the area of the Arctic sea ice.
Climate researchers had figured soot would play some role in melting ice, particularly in places like the European Alps, which get more than their share of urban pollution. Mark Serez says he just wasn't expecting Hansen's results to be so dramatic.
They sure did surprise me. The results are certainly provocative at the very least.
Serez at the University of Colorado's National Snow and Ice Data Center says the results will stir controversy in the field. For one thing, scientists don't really know how much soot there is in snow and ice around the world, so the sample used in this study might not be typical. But if this finding holds up, Serez says it suggests a relatively simple way to slow climate change. It's not so tough to reduce emissions of soot by cleaning up diesel engines at home and by providing cleaner cooking stoves to people throughout the developing world.
This is one way where maybe you could get, say, sort of a quick fix on climate without maybe a lot of economic difficulty. And maybe by the time we do that, we can actually do something about the carbon dioxide emissions.
Carbon dioxide from tailpipes, smokestacks, and chimneys is still the overwhelming cause of climate change. But Hansen's research suggests that soot plays an important supporting role. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.